ஓம ஜானச்சிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன ஸ்வலாகய சக்ஷுர்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ.
So, I'll just point out here, that just in case you haven't noticed, this material world is a miserable place. Yeah, I'm just saying, just in case you hadn't noticed. The problem is that mostly people don't notice. Or they notice, but they don't take it seriously. Pashyan api na pashyati. They see, but they don't see. And also, Durashaya ye bahiratamanina, absorbed in external things, they're always hoping that things will be alright, although they never are. Intelligent persons aspire for Vaikuntha, the place where there is no misery. There is a place where there is no birth, death, old age and disease. No nasty people. No thieves, no corruption. No income tax. No trains making a lot of noise while you're trying to sit peacefully. And everything is blissful in the service of Lord Narayana. Such places are manifest on this planet. They're replicas. Such places are called Bhuvaikuntha, or the place with no misery manifested on this earth. So some places, just like Melkote or Srirangam. One thing is, we're trying to have a lecture here, and this photographer is walking back and forth. He has a job to do, but shouldn't interfere with my job. Okay. So, usually at the weddings, the photographer just wanders around here and there, but it's a little bit different. So, so places just like, here in Karnataka, there's Melkote, is described as Bhuvaikuntha. There are so many holy places. Srirangam, Udupi is very close. Here, in this house, Lord Jagannath is here and his famous dham is there, Puri. So if we go there, if we go to these places, then we can experience a little bit what it is like to be in Vaikuntha. Of course, it depends on the consciousness with which we go. Just like many people go to Puri, they go from Bengal, and they take darshan of Jagannath, but they spend most of the time just fooling around on the beach, and then they eat lots of fresh fish, which is very tasteful to Bengalis, and you get plenty of it in Puri. So really, our consciousness is most important. We are members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Yeah, what is that bhavanamrita, that nectarian consciousness? And that is international. Our society is international. So how, if we're talking about Bhuvaikuntha, Puri, Udupi, these places are within India. So how can there be spiritual consciousness in places where there is no Krishna consciousness? Well, that's the whole point of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to bring that consciousness to every country and every home and every heart. Sometimes we find in the holy places in India people performing very unholy activities and in very unholy consciousness. But even if we're not in holy places, we can be in pure consciousness. Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries and brought Krishna consciousness. So if we can be in contact with someone who is in Krishna consciousness, then we can be in, also be in Krishna consciousness wherever we are. Bhavad vidha bhagavatas tirtha bhuta swayam prabho tirtha kurvanti tirthani svanta stena gadahvrita. Yudhishthira Maharaj said of Mahatma Vidura that saints of your caliber, they are in themselves holy places. And such persons make, by their visiting holy places, they make holy places holy. Because they always carry the Supreme Lord in their heart. So, everywhere can be Vaikuntha. For one who is in Krishna consciousness, everywhere is Vaikuntha, because he always sees Krishna. And for someone who's not in Krishna consciousness, then even if they're in a holy place, they'll be full of anxiety. We see in the holy places there are lots of criminals, often. Because money is there, and wherever there's money, there'll be criminals, people who want to grab it by illegal means. So such people, they're not in purified consciousness. It is possible that they could also become purified by the atmosphere of the place and the influence of Krishna. But generally they make so many offenses that they don't become purified. So sometimes sadhus, they may prefer to live not in an official holy place, but away from a holy place. Where does Krishna reside? Well, he resides in Vaikuntha. That's what people think. But Krishna himself says, Naham tishthami. Krishna himself says, Naham tishthami Vaikunthe. Yoginam hridayeshu va. Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami Narada. He said, Narada, I don't live in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of the yogis, but wherever my devotees chant my glories, that is the place where I reside. So of course Krishna resides in Vaikuntha. And he resides in everyone's heart, and is especially manifested in the hearts of the yogis. But just to emphasize that he fully manifests himself where his devotees are chanting his glories. So even in the middle of a modern city, which is about as different from Vaikuntha as anything imaginable, we can live in Vaikuntha if we chant the holy names of Krishna. So this is the mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. To request everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to dedicate one's life to the service of Krishna. Then we will find that even in this material world, we are living in Vaikuntha. Of course, as long as we're in this material world, there will be various disturbances. In the modern age, there are more disturbances than ever before. No one can expect to live peacefully. And as Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, asukhasya kutasukham. Where is the question of happiness if there's not even peace? But one can attain internal peace by chanting the names of Krishna. Absorbed in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has presented us books describing Krishna. So we can chant the names of Krishna with our family members and read about and hear about Krishna and hear the instructions of Krishna by which we can realize that everything in this material world is temporary and ultimately meaningless. But that our real existence is in Vaikuntha. So it is better to become a Vaikuntha Vasi than a Mangalore Vasi or a resident of any place in this material world. We can't actually live anywhere in this material world. Everyone is making some plan to live comfortably and happily. Not only the humans, the birds, animals, these yesterday I saw one tower, what's this, for the cell phones, they had these towers. Some bird had made a nest, big bird had made a nest in one of these. We'll find it's quite common that in the electric socket, some insects make their hole. They use that as a ready-made hole to live in. So everyone is trying to make some arrangement for living permanently and comfortably. There is no such place. We have to go to the spiritual world. But we can start our existence in the spiritual world while living in this material world, by realizing that I don't belong in this material world, I belong in the spiritual world. And we can start to do that by starting in this world the activities of the spiritual world, which are hearing about and serving Krishna and dedicating all our activities to Him. Simple process. Everything in the modern world is very complex. Krishna consciousness is very simple. Actually, in the modern age, people don't know how to live simply. At Hebri, the devotees are going there to learn how to live simply. People don't know the simple arts of living simply. So, I will simply say one more thing. Simply here means only. It's a pun of sorts. I'll say one more thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Alright, I've simply finished.